Lady Vikes soccer continues to see positives and improvements through the halfway point of the season, but is still eyeing that first win on the board. They came the closest this past Tuesday when they had the best offensive production of the season. But unfortunately, with the speed and agility of Tri-Center, the Lady Vikes fell 10-3. Head coach Beth Herbst was proud of what her girls were able to do out on the field, but is still looking for some minor improvements.
We definitely do a great job of passing the ball, getting it down the field. That was something that we could not do 5 years ago. So that's a big improvement. The communication was outstanding on field on Tuesday as well for the Lady Vikes. Some things that we can always work on, obviously, is shooting the ball. We never pull the trigger to hit the back of the net. Another thing that we obviously always could work on is just getting in shape. Every time we play a team like Tri-Center, they're very fast, very skilled, and they just outplay us every time.
The HSCW Lady Vikes are led in their last game by Hallie Goodman, who had a hat trick of all three goals against the Trojans. She was assisted by Claire Mertz on two of the three goals, as the other goal was officially listed as unassisted. Regardless of that, HSCW is showing some promise offensively and has stepped up against some tough opponents.
Yes, we decided to move Claire Mertz up from the back, and I think it was just very, very, very successful. Those two work very well together, passing and communicating, and they were just able to finish it. I think Claire had all three assists as well. I can't remember for sure, but yeah, it was great to see, and it's always awesome just to get some points on the board. Hallie Goodman is a very, very, very good soccer player, and we are fortunate to have her as part of our program.
Defense is one of the most crucial elements of high school soccer. These girls have continued to utilize the ball on the defensive side and have figured out how to set up the offense for success. When it goes toward that offensive side, the Lady Vikes communication has been one of the top improvements due to Ella Langer, who keeps up the chatter to help her teammates.
For the defensive improvements, I will say one thing. Our back line is our entire junior class, and they have gotten so comfortable stopping the ball, controlling the ball, looking up, communicating. And that is something that we have worked on for the past probably 2 years. So it's great to see that. So we're not playing boom ball like we used to. Offensive improvement, I think alone is just, again, the communication. I mean, the girls we stress it every day, communicate, communicate, communicate. And they are doing it and you are seeing it. I mean, our midfielders alone, like Ella Langer is a great leader. She plays midfield in the middle. Her and Hallie communicate wonderfully and connect wonderfully on the field. So that's always good to see.
Speaking of defense, the hardest position on the field and the most important position on the field is a goalkeeper. HSCW has utilized two different keepers, including Annabelle Baxter and Kenzie Deal. Baxter has 30 saves this season with a 69.8% save percentage, while Deal has 32 saves and a 53.3 save percentage as just freshmen this year.
Goalkeepers are probably the most difficult position to find someone that suits it well. It's the hardest position, in my opinion, on the soccer field. And we're still learning and still throwing new people in there to see who can do what and who's more comfortable. So Annabelle Baxter stepped in and she did a great job. Kenzie Deal does a great job. They're just very young players. And I think out of those two, one of them will probably stick with it. We'll just have to see down the line.
Looking ahead, the HSCW Lady Vikes will be taking on Missouri Valley on Monday, and once again on Thursday, while facing off against Riverside on Tuesday. This will be some tough action that the Lady Vikes will have to be ready to take on head first.
We're just going to practice hard the next couple days and just gear up. And we always play Missouri Valley, both games the same week. So it's always interesting to see. I always tell the girls we're never going to go into a game thinking that, you know, we're going to beat them. We're going to be able to compete with them because you never know what can happen.
HSCW will take this weekend off and jump into action next Monday at home against the Lady Reds. I'm Zach Collins reporting.